The ninth and final introductory lecture to the 19 letters. And I would like to look at some haskamos, some approbations on the 19 letters. So, Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, or Mendelowitz, he told his students in America, he said, I cannot understand how it is possible for an American yeshiva student to be Jewish without the 19 letters. So we're not going in any particular order here. Rav Yisrael Salanter, so after he went through the 19 letters, he said, where is there a Gan Eden big enough for Rav Hirsch? And he wanted the book translated into Russian and into Hebrew. So we already mentioned that Sarah Schneer, that when she began the Beis Yaakov movement, she had 19 letters and Chorev as a big part of her Beis Yaakov movement. And she taught the 19 letters in her seminary from the time she began until she died. Other haskamos come from Rav Shlomo Zalman Spitzer, from Rav Chaim Ozer Grodinsky, and there is one from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, and that's the one I'd like to see inside. I believe I found this haskama on one of the Hebrew versions of the 19 letters, which you can find online, and I think it's worth seeing one of these haskamos inside. So here's how it reads. It says, Haskamas Maran Admar Harav Hagon Hagadol Rabin Shal Yisrael Pe'er Hador. So the approbation of, and a whole lot of titles, the splendorous of the generation, Ma'uzu Misgav La'amo, the shelter and fortress of his nation, Moreno Harav Yitzchak Elchanan, Avbezdin of Kovno. So, now he's not writing here to Rav Hirsch, he's actually writing to two people that were going to republish the 19 letters. So he says, Kasher Haya Lamara Einai Hasefer Hayakar Igros Tzafun. When this special sefer, the 19 letters, came to my sight, Halohema Hayudtes Michtavim Haykarim Vahaniflaim, that these 19 letters are a special work. Al Divar Teudas Hayahadus, on Jewish faith. Teuda literally means, I guess, documentation. Upinas yukara satora v'hamitzvah, and the foundation of our dear Torah and mitzvos, meharav hagon atzadik ha-mefursam ha-chacham, Rabbi Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, Sefer Tzadik Vracha, Av Basin, Tekilas Kodesh, Frankfurt, Domain, Asher b'Yisrael gadol shimo, that his name is very great in Yisrael, b'mefa'alav ha-kedoshim, through his great actions, and specifically with this wondrous work, he began to achieve great things with this great writing, to return the Jews of Ashkenaz as Hataras Hadas Lyoshna, to return the crown of Torah to its right place. Boli made toim bina, though there people that are that have strayed can learn knowledge. V'ha'omer shabo hichzir lemutav, and what's written in there will return that person to the good. Rivavos alfi Yisrael shama, v'yikrav es libam la'avim shabash shemaim ula ahavas Torah hakadosha. Basically, that it would spread to the tens of thousands of Jews and to bring them close to God and to Torah. V'chol devarav, asher mimakom kadosh yehalechu, and all his words that come from a holy place, tsurufim umezakikim shivasayim b'chor, hativuna haneemana, with true reason, v'hadas hayashar, with straight wisdom, kiad chachmaso hagedola hatova alav, with great wisdom that he had. V'hine od b'chai harabenu hamachaber, zecher tzadik levracha, Hoil lezakus hisaram gam be'artzenu, and his works began to have an effect even in Eretz Yisrael. Uba'achar es yamav, and at the end of his life, nasan es hazichus v'harshion the yedidi haikarim tovim hashanim leharav Ramosha Zalman Aronson uleharav hachacham hayakar Yaakov Halevi Lifshitz. As an at the end of his life, he gave permission to his friends, these two people, Lehatik ulehadfis as hasefer hayakar hazeh ivris v'ashkenazis. He says he gave them permission to copy it and print it in Hebrew and in in German. V'harshiyun hazeh b'kisve yad harav hagon hamechaber hayadua li heitav ra'isi be'enai. So he says, I saw this permission written out by Rav Hirsch's handwriting myself. Umano im li atalirot. He says, it's very pleasant for me to see. Ki ha-sefer hazeh ne'etak l'sfas kodshenu. It's very dear to me that this sefer has now been translated into Hebrew. Me'es harav Ramush Zalman Aronson. Asher kivar esmachei gavra b'inyanim ko'ila. Who, I guess, is good with these things. He's smart with these matters. V'gam ro'u chachamim gedolim hamivinim. And many smart gedolim saw this, I guess the sefer. V'yashru eso atok hazos. And they praise the fact that this book was copied over. Ad lehafli, to wondrous levels. Lachin, amino lefa'alo tova yasher v'yasher. He says, therefore, I strengthen this undertaking, that it should go easily. V'espa'alo Hashem yisbarach, and I pray to God, ki chafotzam hatov shel hamutzi la'or, haykarim hanichtov la'el yatzliach b'yadam. That the goal of the publishers should be successful. L'konein po'alam, to establish their work, v'yirtzu ma'aseyam, and that their actions should be a zechus for people. People should be strengthened through the sefer that they're going to publish. The kasher hoisa pu'ula ha-sefer hazeh gedula b'karev achinu b'nei Yisrael v'aretz Ashkenaz. And just like this undertaking in Ashkenaz was very successful, keni yaskeb pa'alo v'hadro al b'nei Yisrael v'aretzenu, so too their work should be magnified and glorified among B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. V'davar b'ito matov, and how good is something which comes in its proper time. V'ka'asher yididi e'la gamru omer l'geshes el ha'ad pasa be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. So I guess he means by the time this letter is finished, then the printing press will be already working on printing the sefer. Hineni nosin lahem es birchasi, so I give over my blessing to them. Mikerev v'lev amok, from a near deep heart. Most of what I'm saying is not necessarily an exact translation. Ubenefesh chafitza, with a desirous soul. Hineni muchan mi'artza Hashem b'li neder. He says, I'm prepared. Lakacha sefer echad kifi ha-mechir asher yoshisu alav. So he says, I'm going to purchase one of the books according to the price that they placed on it. V'chein ekave ki rabim v'chein shleimim me'achinu b'nei Yisrael. He's going to purchase a volume, and he hopes that many other people from Yisrael will go, and they will also purchase a volume. Bracha el toch batehem lechazik hadas v'torah hakadosha lechachmas Yisrael al taharas hakodesh. See, he says basically, by bringing this wondrous sefer into your house, you're going to have blessing upon your house, and you'll increase the foundation of Judaism and Torah in general, and the Chachma for Yisrael, Altaras HaKodesh, in its pure holiness. V'nini Mazhir, he says, I warn, L'val Yazid Shum Ish, that no one should trespass on the copyright. L'hadfiz Chalila, Es HaSefer HaZeh B'li Rishiyun HaShutfim HaNechtav La'el, without having explicit permission from the partners. Ki Milavad Shehu Neged Chukei, I'm not sure what that is, but I think it means, besides for the fact that this is against the government rules, who Aser Gomer, he says, you're not allowed to copy over someone else's book. The Chomer who al pi Torah HaKadosh, and this is a very stringent matter. Mitam Hasagas Gevul, this is called encroaching upon someone else's territory. Usheris Yisrael lo yasu avla, and the remnant of Israel will not do any injustice like this. Ubezeh ani ba, v'birchas shalom rav al Yisrael v'ohavi Torah HaKadosh. And then he signs his name off at the end. So while the print that I have is awful, nevertheless, it's interesting how he praises the sefer very highly, and also just an interesting note how he has to add in, which apparently was a problem in the past, that people would go and copy the book and undercut the people that spent the effort and the time and the money to invest in writing a book. He has to warn other people that they're not permitted, without explicit permission, to go and copy the book themselves. Just to make a few closing remarks, the book that I'm going to use is The 19 Letters, translated by Karen Peritsky. This is put out by Feldheim, and it has commentary by Rabbi Elias, that's Joseph Elias, and I definitely made use of his notes unapologetically, and plus I have other sources as well, and I think the best way to do it is if anyone has the book and really wants to probably gain the most out of it, it would be best to see the letter inside, even without the notes afterwards, because most of the letters are fairly short. And what I'm going to do, I think, is I'm going to go paragraph by paragraph, and after I finish each paragraph, I'll say any comments that I have or any sources that I have to expand on what's being said. So I hope that this introduction was helpful in terms of giving a background of Ashkenaz, of German Jewry as it developed and how it was up to Rav Hirsch's time, and some of the effect that his sefer had, and about Rav Hirsch himself. And again, any comments can be emailed to me, danielyader@gmail.com.